Live and direct, you're on KEXP. This is the afternoon show. My name is Larry Mizell Jr. I'm in the live room here at KEXP, and I'm so happy to announce that right now, we got my man Bartiz Strange and the gang up in here right now, about to go in live right here on the afternoon show. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fantastic. How's it been?
So sick. We're doing great.
I'm loving it. Excellent. I can't wait to get into it with you, but I'm going to let y'all do your thing.
Yeah, well, all right.
Okay. Bartiz Strange, live on KEXP. Jamming live right now on KEXP. We're here with Bartiz Strange. Believe it.
City where I saw the finest things. but I got the side she dreams. That's it, lean. I hit a lick, bro. I can't afford you. Why are you afraid, love? I don't believe you. See, when I was sad, now ain't no one believe me. But now I got posters. Little baby neck meaning. That ain't a snack. Little baby, I'm ill. I ran out the lid. We take to a year, yeah. I'm in Berlin now, and I'm seeing sideways. Don't you come up out the crib if you ain't strange, babe. You gon' miss a wave, babe. Yeah, you miss a wave, babe. Yeah, you miss a wave, babe. Yeah, yeah. Broke little nigga, but I got Versace dreams. Been had these billions in my jeans. I hit the button, got wet of things. Drinking Versace and kerosene. Put down on clock and you know it's cream. Cash with the wealth, so I gotta be. Ultra light mama from Medellin. She call me Chapo, I got the beans. She call me Chapo, I got the beans. I'ma take a stateside for the kickback. Bring your daddy, mama, cousin, nigga out there. I could come right back, never need that. I could throw it on a dub and never see that. I send your chick to the dog. Bust it right down on the cross. And if you don't need a crib, you'll miss a strange way. That's just what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Broke little nigga, but I got Versace dreams, child.
That's right. Live on KEXP, Vartee Strange. You just heard Kelly Rowland and Mustang off of 2020's Live Forever. We got some more coming for you live right here on KEXP. It's the afternoon show. We're live with Vartee Strange.
Wouldn't it be nice if everyone had problems? If everyone turned tail when you're around? Is it mine? Or is it me? All of the time, when all I need is to be alone. We'll be right back.
just one of the songs that makes me drive way too fast when I listen to it in the car. Stone Meadows off of Live Forever. We're here with Bartee Strange live on KXP, and we got one more.
Hey, bro, look, I'm the man. And that was way before I did them ziggies in the air. That was back when I was doing Harlem Nights with 20 reps. They call me Hershey. I bet that money is coming relays. We on track. Woo! I relax. I told my girl that I was working as a lab in the trap. Told my mama I was saving. Nah, I spent that all on wax. Told my friends I couldn't make it. You don't know I got a bag. And I'm almost people gonna say if they wanna say. Others, they don't care about no other thing. And sometimes it's kinda hard to tell exactly where I wanna go. I know it don't show. I know it don't show. Hold on, yes, I'm the man. Walked across the street the other day to get a grand. Came back to the trap and smoked it all with my old man. He told me that I'm the hardest nigga out since Miami. You know me, blessed nigga on the block, even the hoes know. Smoking on the lot, they say the foxy love the trees, bro. Hustling on the corner, landing jets, calling me, bro. Dripping since a youngin', I've been eating since the theme going on. I know most people gonna say what they wanna say. Most people gonna smoke what they wanna smoke. And others, they don't care about no other thing. And sometimes it's kinda hard to tell exactly where I wanna go. I know it don't show. I know it ain't show. Devil that's in me. You can't save me. I've been there alive by the devil that's in me.
My goodness, you are listening to KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle, beaming everywhere, KEXP.org. Live right now, Bartee Strange. Wow. Okay. It's a little different being in the room hearing all of this, I gotta say. Thank you all so much. Live Forever was one of the biggest breakouts of 2020, but it all happened in the kind of vacuum of the pandemic. How does it feel to be thrust out on the road? Now you're touring with, you were touring with Lucy Dacus and now Courtney Barnett, having the momentum of all that's built up around the record now.
I mean, it's been incredible and like unexpected, because when I put it out, I didn't think I was going to get to come outside ever again,
right,
really.
Right.
You know? So I'm just like really grateful, you know, it's really cool to be able to do this and like have your friends come and like play shows bigger than we've ever played.
Right.
With people we've been listening to for years. It's really cool, yeah.
And I imagine your life has changed quite a bit in the space of that time. You were still working.
Yeah, I had a full-time job when I put Live Forever out. But I don't anymore. Well, this is my job now,
yeah,
which is different. But mm-hmm. It's also something I'm extremely grateful for. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, that gratitude. I know that's right. I love that you did Kelly Rowland. That's one of my favorites. And I love how you flipped it on the deluxe version of Live Forever that came out this year. Mm-hmm. Free Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. That would look good on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, Kelly doesn't go in.
No, Kelly, stay out.
Yeah, stay out of the bookings, beloved.
Hey, Kelly, if you end up in jail, I will break you out.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
By myself.
Solidarity.
That's it. You don't need anything else.
And you worked with Armand Hammer on that track, too.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, I know you're recording a lot. Are we going to be hearing more bars from you?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Oh, my God. I wish I could. Yes. Okay. Yes, you will.
I'm excited because I saw you talking about what's the music to come and how surprised you were at the reception of Live Forever, because that was an album that felt like really you. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting a chance to, like, really go 200% you.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like with Live Forever, I was like, do people like me? And now it's like, oh, they like me. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll see if you like this. Uh-huh. You know, right. So it's just more, you know, which is like a lot of fun, because it's like, it's a dream. I've been playing in bands forever, you know, and this is like the first time I've got to do like what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really affirming when it works out, you know. It's cool.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome to have a live at home session with you late last year. But having you in here is a million times better, obviously. But I remember at the time we were talking about TV on the radio and, you know, Black Rock Heroes. And since this year, you put out a bunch of covers, including a cover of TV on the Radio's Province.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah. I'm like, Eric Slick, who's like in Dr. Dog, mm-hmm. and like, and in everyone's band, like, he hit me up. It was actually his idea to do it. And he talked to the folks in Ohm and was like, oh, like, I want to do this TV on the Radio cover. Can you help me do it? And I was like, dog, yes, of course. And so, you know, I was really grateful he asked me. But also, it's hard covering a band like that.
That you revere.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we did those national covers, and that was hard, too, mm-hmm. you know. But with that one, I mean, shoot, covering TV on the Radio is difficult, but we had a good time. I like how it turned out.
Sounded great.
Thanks.
It's cool. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, your music is such a testament to all the multitudes you can contain that people don't expect you to, you know, from covering national to, you know, Versace Dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like there's so much more space for that to exist these days. Do you see that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, honestly, because of people like Tyler, the Creator, and Lil Nas X, and, you know, people who are kind of redefining what it looks like, you know, like, people think there's this idea of like what a black person is supposed to be, or like what they're supposed to like or create. But those guys and other, you know, freaking Tierra Whack, like, these people are changing what people expect.
Yeah.
By showing like the honesty behind the music, which is that we've always been doing this.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's really powerful, and I feel really lucky to be making music at this, like, right now. You know, Namdi is another one, you know.
Yes.
Taja Cheek and Lorraine, another
one. Oh, my
God.
You
know, Kia, you know, these people, like, I've known for years. You know, it's phenomenal watching it happen for everybody. It's like I said, life-affirming stuff.
It really is. And you mentioned Lorraine. That's my record of the year.
Yeah, they're the hardest.
Fatigue is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, we did a live at home session with them. Hopefully we'll get them, because they're going to be here in a month or so in town. I'm wondering, you know, being on the road, are you seeing in these spaces, are you seeing more black faces?
Yo, this is the coolest
part.
Talk to me. So, like, you know, two stories. It's incredible playing for anyone, right?
Yeah.
Like, been at home forever, and I've been playing in freaking, you know, country bands, hardcore bands, whatever. The audience is normally like white, you know, which is fine. Shout out to white people for coming to the shows. But it's so beautiful. Like my shows that we headline, it's just people from everywhere. Everyone has a different favorite song. It's amazing to watch everyone go crazy for like Mustang. And then at the end of the show, three black kids walk up and they're like, Kelly Rowland is the best song on the record. And I'm like, I know. You know, it's
right.
Like, that is beautiful. And it's like old folks, young folks, black folks, white folks, everything in between, you know, men, women, you know, trans folks, everyone is like, yo, there's something here for everybody. And like, I'm very grateful that like people see it. It's cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
So everybody deserves inspiration. Everybody deserves to be everything.
Yeah. Everything is everything.
Thank you for bringing that, you know. Mm-hmm. So what's next?
Yo, I mean, it's funny, like, after Live Forever, I was like, oh, cool, I guess I get to make another record. You know, I was like, this, I can do another one or two or three. But yeah, you know, I'm just going to keep on making things. That's like what I've always done.
Right.
Anyways, so I just now have more of a longer leash to make whatever I want. And that's what I'll be doing.
You're so, off the leash, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's how it feels.
Free run.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Where are you guys going next?
Home.
Back home.
Yeah.
Where's home right now?
I'm in D.C.
D.C., right?
Yeah. Half of us are in D.C., the other half are in like New York. Big Dan's in the Berkshires somewhere in the woods.
Right on.
Man on the Mountain binoculars.
No doubt. Mm. And shout out to D.C., Chocolate City. Shout out to Ben's Chili Bowl. Go get you a half smoke when you get home.
Yeah.
You
know?
Thank you so much for coming through. Really, really appreciate you, your example, your music, the sound, and just the thrill I get every time I run Live Forever. So I'm excited to hear what's next, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
All right.
But right here on KEXP Live, it's the afternoon show. You just heard Bartiz Strange. My name is Larry Mizell Jr., and you're listening to The Place Where the Music Matters.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.